Good morning. Coming up on 910 here on the Mighty 690, and it's a Wednesday. That means it is time for our update from the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. Joining us, we have Chamber Director Candy Westbrook. Good morning, Candy. How you doing?
Good morning. Doing great.
Good to have you in here, and I know we've got some more guests because we got a big times a-coming.
We do got something big coming, yes. Yeah, so I'm going to start us off with our guests who are going to talk about Dalton Defenders Days coming up. So we have two of our board members, and I'll let you guys introduce yourself and your role and tell us all about Dalton Days.
I'm Billy Kolb. I'm the president of the Dalton Reenactment.
I'm Richard Elliott. I'm the vice president.
We got a lot going on next week. Week from Friday, actually.
Yes.
October 6th, starting at 4 p.m. downtown. We got live music, lots of food vendors, and we also got almost 50 street vendors now, so it's got a lot bigger this year.
Hey, that is certainly great. And, you know, looking forward to this. I know there's been some changes and some new things added since, previous years.
Yeah, we've got, I think we got 7 bands. Also, we got a young lady coming in going to sing on Saturday afternoon. I cannot remember her name.
Lene.
She's going to come in and sing about 2:15 on Saturday. She's going out of town trying, which she's just wanting to be recognized and maybe help raise a little money for her. Plus, we got the Cherokee Dancers, but the big thing is the Lost Loot. You can win $500 if you go down and buy a button from the chamber. $5 a button. The last day to pick them up will be Friday. So you can win $500 if you find that Lost Loot. The clues will start at 9 o'clock on Sunday morning on our Facebook page. And I know the chamber said they're going to put it on theirs also. Then I'm going to send it to you.
Yep, and we'll read them as well on the air.
Yep, so we'll just have a good time and hope to come everybody come down and see us.
Oh, that's great. And you especially want to get that Lost Loot button because you don't get very much if you compare.
$25.
Yeah, that's a big difference.
Yeah, and I will say Friday our office is closing early because we have a grand opening that we're going to. So come down before 4 o'clock on Friday because we'll be taking off. So just come down today, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't procrastinate. That's just $5.
Yeah.
So that is great. So I know we've got lots of events going on. I mean, the car show. I mean, there's pretty much something for everyone in this.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got all downtown blocked off for us. So, and then the car show will be in the big parking lot to the south of the banks.
Tell us when the reenactments are going to be each day.
We got Friday, we'll be at 6:30. Saturday, we'll be at 10, 2, and 5 o'clock.
Wonderful.
Well, that is great because I know we got lots of different events going on in the area. So depending on people's schedules, they can catch one or two of the reenactments at least.
Yeah, yes. We have a lot of stuff to. We got memorabilia to buy. We have a little general store. We got new T-shirts with new logos on it this year. We've got coffee cups. We got little wooden toy guns for the little ones. We got a little bit of everything. So
that's good.
Magnets.
Yeah, and there was something I was just going to say, and I just drew a blank on what it was.
No worries. I know.
I know.
And we will be broadcasting live, I think, both on Friday and Saturday, we'll be down there.
Oh, I do know one. So, along with this being a wonderful community event, it's bringing a lot of people from out of town. We have a lot of tourists who already took cards and said, I'm coming back that weekend. There's 2 class reunions going on, so 4 class reunions going on, so 4 class reunions happening. So a lot of travelers from out of town as well, so that's great. Everybody, make sure you put on your biggest smiles and welcome all the visitors to the town, so that'll be great.
We also got a guy coming in from Arkansas that wrote a book about Frank Dalton, and he's going to be trying to sell some of his, and we're actually going to let him be in our last show with us as a citizen.
Oh, so, that is so neat.
And then last year or the year before, we had a couple people that was actually here from France. And he said his grandma gave him a book when he was a little boy, and he'd been infatuated with the Daltons ever since.
Yeah.
And they came over, and they were there Thursday taking pictures all day Friday and all day Saturday, and they're great people.
So. Well, another exciting thing related to Daltons, but the True West magazine is a magazine that we publish a lot in just for wonderful history about the Daltons. usually one, at least once a year, sometimes more. Well, they recently posted on their Facebook page, which has 350,000 followers, and they gave a nod to Dalton Days and a shout out. And so that was nice to see, because that, again, nice audience to be able to connect to. So I thought that was neat. And right after Dalton Days is something related, but it's the Dalton Defenders Marching Band Festival. So they started that up last year. This will be, I think, the second annual. And it's the whole theme is around the Defenders. So I love that. And they're going to be bringing in all kinds of schools and students to make it happen. And it'll, yeah, we'll see a lot of people descend on Coffeyville. So that is on October 10th. So it'll be the few days after your event. So
okay.
Everybody wants to be a part of Dalton Day. So
we got a big cornhole tournament coming up Saturday, also the 7th. It starts at 10:45, shortly after the first reenactment.
Yeah.
It's $50 a team. The winning team takes home 50% of the purse. So we still have a lot of room for people to get in on that. And if you do, you know, let us know. You can reach us online, or you can give me a call at 620-870-8066. We'll get you set up. And, you know, we got the 50-50 drawing also on Saturday. The museum's going to be giving their pistol away. They're going to announce that about 3:15 on Saturday during the. So we got a gun that we're raffling off also. So
that's exciting. I know they've been doing that pretty much all year, doing that raffle. I know lots of folks have been getting in on that, so that's really exciting.
Yeah, awesome.
So
well, anything else that we need to know as we get closer to Dalton Days?
Just hope everybody comes out and sees us.
Yeah. It's making a big year.
Visit us and get your picture taken with us.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Yes. That's always a fun one, too.
It's going to be a great time to head on downtown. And remember that, you know, it's kind of sometimes, you know, especially for the folks who live here, you know, we drive by the plaza and that sort of thing all the time. But, you know, this is real.
Yeah.
This is exactly where it happened. And, you know, to make that real and bring it back home and remind people that's the cool thing, I think. It's absolutely real. So alrighty, well, thank you guys for so much, and again, if there's anything that we can do as we lead up to Dalton Days or during the event that you need to get the word out on, you just let us know.
We appreciate you letting us come on, and
yeah,
thanks for the Chamber for helping us out this year. They've done a lot of work behind the scenes with us too, so
alrighty, good deal. Alright, thank you guys,
appreciate it.
Thank you so much for coming by again.
Okay.
That is so great.
I know. I cannot wait. We got several great weekends of events coming up between this weekend and next weekend.
I know. Lots of announcements.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, one of those announcements that's right after Dalton Days is Spooktacular. So that's our downtown trick-or-treating event. We usually have at least 1,200 people, about 600 kids, about 800 kids, and then a bunch of others. So we're still signing up people. So if your business, organization, your group, whatever, wants to have a table and pass out candy, contact Casey at the Chamber, and we'll get you all signed up for that. I know we have one vendor that's giving away hot dogs. And back in the day, I remember there was a dentist downtown that would give away toothbrushes, and somebody else gave away apples. So you really can give away anything you want, but it's a great day. So that, as well as the Christmas parade, we're taking signups for that too. So if your organization wants to have a trailer or any kind of activity through the parade, again, call Casey at the Chamber. That'll be December 1st. So, and we want to light up the night. It's always a really awesome night because everything's lit up and it's downtown at night. So it's great. Okay, I've got some more events, but I have a few announcements first. Sorry, let me get that all adjusted here. Recipes are needed for the Good News Annual Recipe Contest. You can actually win up to $1,000 in prizes. And I know when they publish that book every year, I take it because I'm like, ooh, what recipes can I come up with? I actually submitted one myself this year. So if you have a great recipe, make sure to get that submitted to the Good News and Contest and see if you can win. As you know, the Mansion's celebrating 50 years this year, and they've been doing activities all year. They have another big one. I think it'll be one of the final ones before the candlelit tours, and that is a masquerade ball. That'll be October 28th. It's going to be amazing. They're having music. They have some wonderful magic by Pete, Tasting Sea Catering, just all kinds of activities. But it is a limited number because there's so much they can fit inside. So get your tickets early and make sure that you get a part of that. So masquerade ball on October 28th. And tickets are online, and you can also come by the Chamber. Speaking of anniversaries, just wanted to say happy 95th to the Midland Theater. Their opening night was September 17th, 1928. So, and that progress is moving along. It's, as with construction, you just never know. It takes longer sometimes than you think, but they're getting close to being able to open up some parts of that. So,
yeah.
I'm very excited about that. Spotlight on Caulfield Community College. They have so much, again, somebody celebrating. They're celebrating 100 years this year. How awesome is it that our community has got such a history, that we've been around so long? So four different groups that I know celebrating major milestones. But CCC is one of them, and they had some great things in the news recently. Their marketing team won national awards for the second year in a row. Then the technical campus announced that they're offering a welding class at night beginning on October 10th. That'll be on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So for all you welders out there who want to learn a little bit more, sign up for that. And then this is really exciting. They announced the opening of Red's House. It's designed to assist students in times of need. They provide food, hygiene, products, school supplies, you name it. They're not currently accepting in-kind donations, so you can't like bring supplies, but they do take monetary contributions because, again, it's all free for the students, just to make sure that the students have what they need and access to that. So if you want to help out, contact CCC and ask to donate to Red's House. Some cool announcements from our business community. If you're craving tacos, but you crave your couch even more, El Charro's delivers. So you can call them up and they'll deliver you some wonderful food. October 4th is National Taco Day.
Oh.
So all tacos will be a dollar, except for they did have a caveat, shrimp and fish are a little bit more. But dollar tacos, yeah, who can beat that?
That's so great.
I want to go down. Caulfield Rec has their Session 1 basketball opening right now, so registration deadline for that is October 20th. Barnes Monument is now offering limestone sizes. They have limestone signs. They have two sizes to choose from, and it's really good pricing. So I saw the pictures, and I'm like, wow, I want one of those. So you want a custom limestone sign for your house, maybe your favorite team on it, or the name of your family, check them out. That's awesome. And then if you're still needing a few more radio decorations, Jan Ells has got a whole bunch of stuff that she just got in stock. So stop by and they can help you get started. Now, these were in my newsletter this week because I think they're good reminders. You probably already did stories on them, but I thought it would be good to remind everybody. One is that Kansas is not having a turkey hunting season this year. Just declining populations at both state and regional levels. So unfortunately for you turkey hunters out there, no hunting this year. And then October 4th, which is National Taco Day, and it's also Business Over Breakfast and a whole bunch of other stuff. So that'll be a busy day. But FEMA and the FCC will be planning a nationwide emergency alert. So don't panic if you get that bright sound or that loud sound on your TV, your radio, your cell phones. That's just a nationwide alert that they have to do every so often.
Yep,
so
you'll hear it right here on KGGF if it works. There was a couple years ago it didn't work.
Oh, no!
It kind of worked, but yeah.
Well, and that's why they do the test.
That's why they do the test.
Right?
Yep.
They have to do the test, make sure it's working, so in case we do have an emergency.
Speaking of tests, we got siren tests at 10 o'clock.
That's the one today for CBR,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Yep. All this stuff going on. A lot of tests. Okay, well, I want to talk about some great events coming up. This Friday, the Pink Flamingo will have their grand reopening. As you know, they're under new management. Someone bought it out, and they've been making several changes and all kinds of new products now. So join us Friday at 4 o'clock or all day Saturday. They're going to be having special sales as part of the grand reopening. So if you haven't been in there yet, I love this place. So stop in the Pink Flamingo. The 29th is also Midwest Pregnancy's annual banquet. That'll be in Independence. Then this weekend on the 30th is the 4th annual Native American Unity Gathering. It will be held at the Native American Fellowship Grounds down in South Coffeyville from 10 to 3. And they have so many activities. I can't even list them all, but a lot of great fun and free food while supplies last. So get there early if you want the food. But it's going to be an amazing, it's always a great time each year. And then that evening is the Holy Name Harvest Moon Gala. And I heard it's supposed to be really nice. They have some really huge auction items.
Oh, yeah. We were taking a look at the list.
Did
it's
you
pretty
see
cool.
that? I was like, wow. So I think at one point they were just about sold out on tickets, but if you need to double check just in case, you can stop by Liebert's and Anne Marie has them.
Yeah, yeah. So. I think they did end the selling, but they might have some people who aren't able to go.
I know,
sort of thing,
yeah. So sometimes they kind of check it. So, as I mentioned, October 4th is our next Business Over Breakfast. If you haven't been, come join us. It's just always so much great information shared and really wonderful presenters. So I'm looking forward to that day. And I know we've got some really good speakers that day. October 7th, during Dalton Days, is the Lions Club Pancake Feed. It's only $5, and it's at the First Baptist Church. So make sure you kick off your Dalton weekend with that. And then, of course, right after all this is the Hops Around Town Brewfest. Reminding everybody, get your tickets in now. Yesterday, I posted on the event page, we're doing some giveaways and some raffles and stuff. And we have a Pelican cooler. We have a wine cooler, all kinds of cool stuff going. And we also have, of course, the barbecue and the cornhole. So make sure, if you haven't, get your tickets ASAP. Then the last event I just want to talk about is coming up in October. It started last year, and it's the Downtown Spook Trail. Not Spook Trail.
That's a separate thing.
Yeah, Cedar Bluff Camp. The Downtown Haunted History Tours. And Amy and Chris Crane will be doing that. And it's just kind of what you do is you get to hear all the spooky and eerie tales about Coffeyville's past. Like people that were murdered in a particular way or a place that may be haunted. Everybody wants to know about the Daltons, too, so they talk about some of the gruesome details about that. So it kicks off at the bank, and then it goes all around the downtown. I will say, because we did have some show up last year with some young kids, it's rated PG-13, because, again, it's some gruesome stories. So at least 13 and above. It's on the 19th, 13th, and the 20th, and the 19th is an adult night. It's 21 and above. So they'll have drinks available that night, as well as scarier, more gruesome stories. So even a little higher. It's crazy how many, the history Coffeyville has. Some crazy stuff back in the day. Jilted lovers, revenge, greed, you name it. It's all there. So you can wear a costume. You're encouraged to wear a costume, but you don't have to. Chris and Amy will be wearing costumes as a host. And if you don't come on the 19th with the adult night, the other two nights you get a free icy and a bottle of water. All the proceeds go to repairs and restoration of the historic old jail down in Death Valley. So it's a good fundraiser. And not only is it a fun night, but again, raising funds to get that old jail repaired. So lots more still happening, but that's just a few going on in the next few weeks. So
excellent. Yeah. Very good stuff. Lots to come. Looking forward again as we really get into this, this busy in the next couple weeks.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All righty. Well, Candy, thank you so much for bringing
you
some guests, and we'll look forward to talking again here next week.
Thank you so much.
Okay, that's Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce, and coming up next, we will have more. We have more open land on the way here on the Mighty 690, 65 degrees right now in Coffeyville.